The Vav Amud Aleph will begin Hey Amud Beis at the very bottom. We were in the middle of a discussion with a machloikis between Ben Azai and the Chachamim. If a person is walking, carrying an item from a store, from a chanus, laplatya derech stav, he's carrying it from the store, which is a Rishus HaYachid, to the Rishus HaRabim, but he's passing through a benched area, an area which has benches, which is considered to be a karmelis. So the issue was, he's not carrying directly from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. He's passing through the karmelis. Ben Azai says he's potur, because he says that mahalech ke'oimed, it's as if he stopped in the karmelis. So it's as if he carried from the Rishus HaYachid to the karmelis, and the karmelis to the Rishus HaRabim, and there was no direct transfer from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. Chachamim do not hold that Mahalech is Ka'imid. It is not viewed as if he stopped in the Karmelis. However, the Gemara is bothered by, nevertheless, where do we find that this is the Derech of Aitzah? Where do we find a precedent of carrying an Aitzah in a case where there is an interference, or it is interrupted by a makam which is min ha'tayra, makam patur, like a karmelis? So last line in on daf Hey Amud Beis. Second last line, rather. Hecha ashkana ki ha'vigai gam nidachayim. Where do we find, according to the Rabbanon, where do we find the precedent that in such a case he should be chayv? Amro safra marva merav yechanan, miri dahave mavra chayfetz mirshus harabim. In a case when a person is carrying an item, dalet ames, in rishus harabim, and he's carrying it more than dalet ames house, and lafa v'gav v'kam d'nokhet l'vazo pot. So long as he's walking, he's pot. If he doesn't stop, if he didn't make a hanocha, he's pot. So he's carrying it, and as he's walking more than Dalet Amos, as he passed the area of Dalet Amos, then he's potter. So he's walking and he's potter. Now the moment he puts it down, he's chayev. Awesome, love avlagav the kamed nakele vazel potter. As long as he's going and walking, he's potter. Ki manachle chayev. But once he puts it down, he's chayev. Achanami loishna. So here also, if he would stop in the area of the stav, and he would put it down, he would stop over there, he'd be potter. Nevertheless, if he keeps walking and he walks into the Rishus HaRabim, he's chayv. So, hachanam aloishno, frek de gemar midami, how can you compare the cases? Ha, sam kol hecha de manach le makam chiv. Over there, anywhere where he would stop, after the Dalet Amos, at any point that he would stop, then he would be chayv. It's a makam chiv. But over here, if he would stop in the benched area, if he would stop in the stav, he would be potter. So how can you compare the two cases? Allah, the Gemara says, we'll compare it to another case. Let's say he's carrying an item in Rishus HaRabim, Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, and it's exactly Dalet Amos. Now, if he would stop at any point before he reaches the Dalet Amos, he'd be potter, because he did not have a continual havara of Dalet Amos, who was interrupted. So if he would stop in the middle, he'd be potter. But if he doesn't stop, and he only stops after the Dalet Amos, he's chayev. So awesome, laf avlagav di manach lebesech Dalet Amos potter, ki manach lebesech Dalet Amos chayev. Hachanam aleishna, here also, if he would stop in the stav, he'd be potter, but if he doesn't stop, he should be chayev. Break the Gemara midami. How can you compare it? Awesome, legabi high gavra makam patura. And a hanami, as far as this person who's carrying it, Dalet Amos, within the Dalet Amos, it would be a makam patur. He would be potter in that area because it would be an interruption to Dalet Amos. But lekuliyama makam chiyavu. But as far as others are concerned, it's a makam chiyav. That is the Rishus HaRabim. And someone who would take from Rishus HaYachid to that area, or walk Dalet Amos from an area before, or earlier, further back, and reach that area and stop, it would be chayv. It's an area where potentially a person could be chayv. Depending on the circumstances, he could be chayv in such a case. But hacha l'kuli ha'am makam patura. But over here in the stav, it's not only relative to this person that if he stops here, it's a makam patura. It's anybody who carries from either Rosh Hashanah Yochai or Rosh Hashanah in that area, or walks Dalet Amos in that area, it's a Makom Patur. He'd be Potter. So how can you compare it? Where do we see a precedent of carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yochai to Rosh Hashanah Derech, where is Midoraisa, Makom Patur, that should be high? El, the Gemara says, Midi the Hava Maitzim Rosh Hashanah Yochai, the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Derech Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabim. If a person carries from his Rosh Hashanah Yochai, he carries it out to the street. Now you have on the shoulder of the street the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So he's in effect carrying it from the Shusha Yachid, Derech, the shoulder, which we're assuming is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, into the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and that would be a normal carrying. That would be a normal way of carrying, and you'd be chayim. Awesome. La fabla gavdi monach layat tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabim patur. The shoulder over there is a makom patur minoter. It's not considered the Rosh Hashanah Rabim proper. If he would put it down over there, we would say that he'd be pot. V'chi monach layat tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabim chayim. But yet, if he doesn't stop and he carries it into the street, he's chayim. Hachanam aloishna. Here also, it should make no difference. So it would seem to be that we do have a precedent, because if a person carries it from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid to the street, which is Haitzah, and he passes the shoulder, then he is in effect the same case, taking it from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim Derech, by passing through a Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which is Minotar, Makom Patur, Frektaisis. Why is this more poshut to us than the case that we presented, than the case of the machloikis of Ben Isaac Chachamim? Why are we so certain that in this case he's chayev, and we're questioning whether if he takes it from a chanus to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim Derech the Stav, that why over there, why should he be chayev? Why is this a more clear-cut case? So this answer is because it is the norm to have a shoulder on the street. It's a normal norm that there is a shoulder, that there a buffer zone between the thoroughfare and the houses that are on the side of the street. And Mistama, it's probable to say that in the Midbar, when they traveled, also there was a buffer. So this was the normal, this was a standard case of a Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And therefore, the Hoyt saw that the Torah would Aser presumably would be in such a case. Well, you want to show me that this precedent, taking it from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, he's passing through the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabim, the shoulder, which is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, in a terzim bakim patur. Well, that's fine. You've shown me a precedent, according to the Rabbanan, who say, in fact, that the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabim is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So you've shown me a precedent of carrying derech a makom patur. Elul Rabbi Lezer or Lezer ben Yaakov, the Amar Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabim ki Rosh Hashanah Rabim dami, but he holds that no, that Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabim is like a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, ma'ikel meimar. So where is your precedent? Amar le Rav Acha brei de Rav Ika, ema de shamat leil Rabbi Lezer, the Amar Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabim ki Rosh Hashanah Rabim dami. It's true that he says that, but where does he say that the shoulder is considered like a Rosh Hashanah Rabim? Heichad olekei chifufa. That's only where there's no obstructions, where there's a shoulder without obstructions. But when you have obstructions, when you have posts that are protecting that, so that the wagons or that the thoroughfare does not bang against the houses, when you have bollards, which would be common, then even he would agree that Minasvar l'chayra, that it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim because there are obstructions. Even though he says the shoulder of a street, of a thoroughfare, is considered part of the thoroughfare and part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, has a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but where there's obstructions, where there's bollards, where there's posts, in such a case, he also would agree that it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim because the public can't pass through, they can't walk through that area unobstructed. Hilkach l'hadami, therefore he would also agree that shoulder, that Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabim is not Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and therefore you have a precedent of carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, derech Rosh Hashanah, derech emakom patur, and therefore in this case, of chanus Rosh Hashanah Rabim, derech platya, derech stav, rather, would be the same case. Now, going back to Ben Azai, he said, if you walk from the Chanus to the platter derech the stav, he said that you're potter. But nevertheless, umayda ben azay bezoirik, if he throws something from the street, from the store to the platya, even though it passes over the makom patur, the karmelis, then he's maida bezerik that you be chayav. So what's the difference between the two? So here the difference is of a svara. Why does Ben Azai say that if you walk from the chanus to the platya that you're in derech the stav, that you're potter? Because he says that mahalech, walking, is kaimet. It's like you stop. That's when you walk, because each step, you take another step, it's like starting and stopping, starting. But you throw, he said, well, there's no interruption in the throw. When you throw it, he'd be moida in such a case, that in such a case you'd be chayim, because the only reason he says that you're part in this case is because mahalech is ka'aymed. Tanya namahachi amaisi mechanus leplatya derech stav chayim. Echad amaisi ve'echad amachnes. Whether you're taking out to the Rishus Rabbim, or you're bringing from the Rishus Rabbim into the house. Ve'echad azarek ve'echad amaisi. Ben Azayimer Hamaitzi Vamachnis Potter. If it's Machnis and Maitzi Potter, why? Because Mahalach is Gaimet. Hamaitzid Vazayreg, you're Chayev. So you see clearly that he says that it's only because walking, but if it's passing it over or throwing it, you'd be Chayev, because we don't have the Svara there of Mahalach is Gaimet. Now the Gemara is going to bring down the Braisa, and we're going to discuss the fundamental principles of Aitzor, the different Rishuyos, the different areas. What is a Rishus HaYochid? What constitutes a Rishus HaRabim? And what are the other areas, the Drabonadik areas? Menatera, there's only two areas. There's a Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. Everything else is considered a Malkum Patur, Mid Rabbonin. They gave certain other areas a din, like we just discussed, of a Carmelis, and other areas which where it remain as a makom patur, where there is no issur of caring. Tan Rabbanan dal rishuyos l'Shabbos. There are four distinct areas as far as Hilchos Shabbos are concerned. Rishuyos HaYochid, Rishuyos HaRabim, the Karmelis, a makom patur. And a Karmelis and a makom patur. This notion of Karmelis, Rashi says, it is like a Karmelis, it's like a forest. The Carmelite, like you say, like a large forest. A large forest is not like a private house. A large forest is not like a street. It's not like a highway. It's somewhere in between. So an area that has some of the properties of a Rishus HaYochid and some of the characteristics of Rishus HaRabim, that's called a Carmelis. Taisa says it's like grain, which Carmelis, it's like grain, which is, now it's not dry, it's not unripe, it's an in-between stage of the grain. So this is an in-between stage of something which is not Rishus HaYochid, not Rishus HaRabim. The Ramban says it's like ke'armelo, like an almona, not a pnuya and not an eshes ish, again, somewhere an in-between stage. So that's a karmelos or a makom patur. And then there's a makom patur which we, the Rabbanan, did not impose an Isser on it because it doesn't have the characteristics of a Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim. It will not be confused with either of those areas. Veza Rishus HaYochid, what is considered Rishus HaYochid? Charetz, if you have a ditch, Shu Amak Yud V'Rachav Dalet, it's 10 Tvachim deep, and it is 4 by 4 wide. V'chein Geder Shu Gavoye Yud, if you have a wall, also, that is 4 by 10. It is 10 high and it's 4 by 4 in the width. Or alternatively, it could mean that it is an area that is 4 by 4 enclosed by a wall which is 10. That is a Rishus HaYochid Gemurah. It's completely Gemurah. We'll discuss why does the Braisa say Gemurah. What's it mean to indicate it? We'll see in the Gemurah. Veiz Rishus HaRabim. What is Rishus HaRabim? If you have a highway. So it connects two cities. A highway connects one city to another city. It's a public thoroughfare. It's a highway platya, like we learned before. It's the square, the town square. Gedoilo, a large one. Umavu is Mefuloshim. Or you have streets which do not connect two cities, but it runs from one end of the city through to the other end of the city. But it's open at each end. It runs from one end to the other. The exact definition of it we'll see later on. What does it mean exactly when it runs from one end to the other? But it opened at both ends. It cuts right across the city. Zui Rishus Aram Gemur. Again, we'll see why it says Gemur. The Ein might seem Rishus Yachid Zu. So as what we defined as a Rishus Yachid, you cannot take it from that area, the Rishus Aram Zu, to the Rishus Aram that we just defined. The Ein Machnisim Rishus Aram Zu, the Rishus Yachid Zu. And you cannot bring in from the Rishus Aram that we defined into the Rishus Yachid that we just defined. Vim Haitzi Vihechnes. If he did, b'shege chayv chatas. If he did, b'shege is chayv chatas. B'mezid, if he did b'mezid, onish kares v'nisko. If he did it b'mezid, if there's no hasra, there's kares. If there's hasra, then there's skilo. But now we're discussing other areas. Aval yam, if you have a sea, obika, you have a open area of fields, istavnis, or if you have a square, a town square, a carmelis, we'll see what we mean to indicate with a carmelis, because this is all these are carmelis. We'll discuss what this means by that. Ain't a like Rishus Aram, a like Rishus Yachid, has neither of the din minat Torah. It's not Rishus Aram, it's not Rishus Yachid. The ain't nice and nice and besaych. However, mid Rabbanon, you are not allowed to carry them. Ve'im nasim v'nasim b'seich, and if you carried within this area, you're potter. Because midaraisa, it's neither rishus, minat tairo b'motor, but midarabonon, you cannot carry daladamas within that area. Ve'im v'itzi mitayich l'rishus rabim, and you can't take from the karmelis to the rishus rabim, v'leim rishus rabim l'seicha, and not from rishum to that area. Ve'im machnisim rishus ha'yachet l'seicha, and you can't take from the Rishus Yachid to the Karmelis, let me tell you how the Rishus Yachid. Vim Haitzi Vihefni is Potter. However, if he did, he's Potter. This is an Isser Darabona, not an Isser Daraisa, so it's Osir, but there is no Chiyav of Chatas or Koras Eskila. Chatzera Shal Rabim, if you have a Chazak courtyard. Now, Minat Taira, the Chatzer could be considered to be a Rishus Yachid. However, even though it would be considered to be Rishus Yachid Minat Torah, but since it's owned by many chatzeres, you have houses that are owned with different ownerships that open into a common area courtyard. So for instance, let's say you have a dozen residents in a certain enclave. So each one has their own private house. Now they share the common area, they share the courtyard. So each house is owned by one person. The courtyard is now shared in common by the dozen owners, or the dozen families, rather. So the Rabbanan said that you can't carry from the house to the courtyard, or the courtyard to the house, because it has the appearance of taking from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim, vice versa. Now, strictly speaking, it's not, because it's a Rishus Yachid, it's a walled-in area, an enclosed area. But since one is private ownership, exclusive ownership, and the other area is semi-private, it's a common area, it has the appearance of a Rishus Yachid to Rishus Aram. Therefore, the Rabbanan said that Chatzir Shel Rabim, Umavua Shein Mufulashim, are similar if you have streets that are not open on both ends. They're closed on one end. So it's an enclosed area, but it's not a Rishus Aram Gemura. But again, there are different courtyards that are open into the street, that open into this area. So again, it has the appearance of a public to a private area. So therefore, the Rabbanan Asir carrying, but Irvu Mutorim, if they made an Iruv, if they join together with Eruvei Chatzeros or Sheets of Mavuas, that they join together with a meal, with a pas, etc. We'll see the details of it under discussion later in the Masechta and Masechta's Erevin. But they join together with a common meal in a certain designated place. Then they're considered as joined as one. It has the appearances of one. And additionally, on the street, the Mavoi Shein Mufuloshes, if it has either a Lechi or a Kaira, which we'll just see on Amud Beis, that marks it off and makes it distinct from the street that at one end it is open to. So on the end that it's open to the street, it has a Lechi or Kaira. So if you have an Iru, then Mutorim. La Yiru Asurim. Another halacha is Adam Oimer al Eskupa, if you have a threshold. If you have a threshold, a person can stand on the Eskupa, Noitel mi balabayis v'noisel. He can take from the person in the house, he can take it and hold on to it, or he can take it and give it to him. So he can do that because because this threshold does not have the dimensions of Dalet al Dalet. So this is a genuine Makim Patur. This is not a Karmelis, because a Karmelis has to have an area of at least Dalet al Dalet. This does not have, it's just a small threshold, it does not have Dalet al Dalet, so it is a Makim Patur. So the person in the house can give it to the person on the threshold. He's taking from a Shul Siyachid to a Makim Patur, and vice versa. And similarly, on the street, he can give it to the Ani, it's a Makim Patur to the Shul Sarabim, and vice versa. However, he cannot transport it from the house through that area and directly into the street, because it has the appearance of taking from the house, from the Shul Siyachid to the Shul Sarabim. It has that appearance, and therefore, if he takes it and then he himself doesn't hand it back, but then he passes it over to the Ani on the Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa, it has the appearance of Aisorach Nosa, then it's Asa. The Notel V'Nosa and Shleshim Baturim, but the Potter, because it's not a Malach, it's not Haitzah, it's Asa Midrabbanan. Acher Moimim Eskupa Meshameshes Beis Rishus. Since the Eskupa can serve as two different Rishuyas. Bisman Sha Pasua Kilifnim. If the door is open, then we look at it as part of the inside. Pesach Noel Kalachutz. If the door is closed, we look at it as being part of the outside. So we'll see in the Gemara what is meant by this and what the details of this halacha are. Now, Vimhaisas Kupa Givoy Yud Rachovat Dalet Hareza Rishus Latzman. However, as we said, the Skupa that we were talking about, where it does not have a Dalet, it does not have Dalet, and it's not 10 high. So it is now a Makim Patur. But if it measures Dalet al Dalet in width and length, and if it's 10 high, that's a Rishus HaYochid. That's a Rishus HaYochid. Now, not only is it a Rishus HaYochid, it's a Rishus La'atzma. It's its own Rishus HaYochid, and therefore it would be awesome to carry from the Rishus HaYochid to that Rishus HaYochid. And the question is why? And again, we'll see the details in the Gemara.